Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Writers Guild of America and the major Hollywood entertainment studios have agreed on a new 3-year contract. If ratified by the union's membership, the deal would end one of the 2 strikes that have stopped most movie and television production in the country. The writers' strike has been underway for 5 months. There were a number of sticking points, including the use of artificial intelligence in productions and residual pay. More mass shootings ripped through the U.S. this week, and a number of young people were wounded in several incidents. NPR's Amy Held reports.
4 people were shot during a visit at a Florida apartment. 3 were killed, including a 3-year-old. J.D. Strunko is the assistant chief of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
Early indication is they did travel here for purposes of conducting a sale of a dog.
Earlier Saturday in Chesapeake, Virginia, a mass shooting left 5 people wounded, 4 of them juveniles. Guns are the number one cause of death for young people in the U.S. In May, an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found 6 in 10 Americans say it's more important to curb gun violence than to protect gun rights. That's the highest figure in a decade. This Congress, though, is unlikely to act. President Biden last week announced a new office to combat gun violence, including exploring whether executive action can be taken. Amy Held, NPR News.
Canada's Speaker of the House of Commons has apologized for honoring a Ukrainian World War II veteran during a parliamentary visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last week. As Emma Jacobs reports, the Speaker said he regretted the decision to honor the former member of a German-commanded unit.
98-year-old Yaroslav Hanka was in the gallery for President Zelensky's speech on Friday. He was recognized by his local member of parliament in Ontario, Anthony Rota, who is also the House Speaker.
He's a Ukrainian hero. A Canadian hero.
But over the weekend, the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center for Holocaust Studies shared in a statement that the man who received 2 standing ovations had served in a volunteer unit under Nazi command. The educational nonprofit said his division had been, quote, responsible for the mass murder of innocent civilians. Rota said he regretted his decision after learning more and took full responsibility. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. and its allies are continuing to focus on getting air defense systems and artillery for Ukraine's ongoing war with Russia. Austin is on a 5-day, 3-nation visit to Africa and spoke to reporters while in the East African country of Djibouti.
I spent a great deal of my time engaging allies and partners and generating additional security assistance for Ukraine. We most recently have been focused on air defense and artillery munitions and artillery platforms.
Austin is also scheduled to visit Kenya and Angola during his trip. You're listening to NPR News. Officials in Hawaii will begin allowing the first residents and property owners to return to their destroyed properties in the town of Lahaina in a few hours. For many of them, it will be the first time they'll see their property since a wildfire demolished much of the town almost 7 weeks ago. The wildfire killed at least 97 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings. Health officials say norovirus can be a trail-ending threat in the wilderness, and they're advising hikers to step up their outdoor hygiene. NPR's Ping Huang explains.
Last year, after a stream of sick hikers passed through a lodge on the Pacific Crest Trail in Washington, a volunteer closed the lodge and emailed health authorities. Aaron Hamlet from the CDC got the alert. He surveyed hikers and went to a log cabin near a stream where many of them had stopped. They tested the environment and the water, which came out clean.
But every single swab that we swabbed did test positive for human fecal contamination.
The results were recently published in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. With norovirus, hand sanitizer and common water filters don't work. Hamlet says hikers can cut their risks by washing their hands with soap and making sure their drinking water is clean. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Palestinian workers in the Gaza Strip have uncovered dozens of ancient graves, including 2 sarcophagi made of lead. The discoveries were in a Roman-era cemetery that dates back some 2,000 years. Archaeologists describe it as the largest cemetery ever found in Gaza. The site was discovered last year, and since then, crews have been working to excavate the area. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.